Welcome to the Nourish Restaurant Open Mic. I'm Ellen Schmidt, your host. Happy to see all of you. We've got lots of folks coming out tonight. Two great featured acts, Gail Picard and The Rafters. They'll be on, The Rafters will be on at 8 and Gail will be on at 8:30. And we've lots of open micers and a great trio, Trusting Fate, that'll be on at 7:30. Ira Grauman, our sound volunteer, is at the board and recording everybody, both audio and video. Please give him a hand. And he'll make a face, yeah. And then assisting him tonight is Dan Tappan, who's a wonderful guitarist and performer. He'll be featuring here on May 1st. And so he's going to play a couple of tunes up front before we start the open mic, and people will be coming in waves, we hope. Please welcome Dan Tappan.
Thanks, Alan. Turn this up just a bit more. So please excuse the music stand, but I wanted to try a new one, as in just finished writing it yesterday, so I don't have it. It's kind of not quite raw, but not fully baked. But this is about a spot in our yard that my wife named the Woodchuck Garden. In the middle of the meadow, there's a hollow in the hill facing southward, slightly sheltered by the branches of a you can't see it, just a shadow in the snow. But in the spring there blooms a garden where the purple iris grow. And you wonder why they grow there, what's the story of their soul? But the past's a distant mirror, and there is no way of knowing, did a farmer plant them there? Did a rodent hide her nest? Did a child place them where a pet was laid to rest? No foundation marks. Foundation tells a story, no path provides a clue, there's no history, no legend to reveal the truth to you. But in the end it doesn't matter, the result is what you see, just a garden in the meadow. Just a garden in the meadow where the purple iris grow. Should have been no, not see. Your mark upon the stone, write your words upon the wind. Paint a picture, build a tower, give comfort to a friend. Your hand will touch the future. your mark upon the stone, write your words upon the wind, build a tower, plant a flower, and tell a story in the end. Your hand will touch the future, though your name be lost at last. If you leave behind some beauty, purple iris in the grass.
I love. Practice that one more. So it's almost St. Patrick's Day, which means time to bring out the Irish stuff. So this is a tune by the Irish harper O'Carolan. It seems particularly fitting for St. Patrick's Day because it's one that he named after a glass of ale. Probably not a Guinness, because he died 20 years before that was founded, but it's O'Carolan's Draft. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. I like that first song, and you know, it's always hard to bring something out the first time. but I really liked it. I look forward to hearing it again.